علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, and I welcome you once again for being present in this banquet that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has laid for all of mankind, and especially for the believers and the Muslims, which is in the form of the holy month of Ramadan. And it is in this month that we can really truly seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and his blessings. Now, we are talking about the 76th sermon of Nahjul Balagha that Imam Ali alayhi salam has mentioned. And in this particular sermon, Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about the ways we can earn the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whereby he starts off by saying, Rahim Allahum Ra'an. And then he explains who these people are. Rahim Allah basically starts off with doing a dua or praying for God's mercy to encompass certain individuals. And he explains who those individuals are. And generally we're explaining what it means when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encompasses someone with his mercy and what mercy is in general. And we started off explaining about what the mercy of Allah is and how we can understand that. So inshallah, in the coming segments, we shall discuss about that.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, if you remember, we said that the mercy of Allah is such that it is not a reactionary feeling like we as human beings have. Because of course, Allah is not affected by any cause from inside, nor from a cause from outside, because He is absolute. He is absolute, and therefore nothing from outside can affect Him. And because He's not composed of parts, nothing from inside can affect Him. He's completely absolute in that sense. And we explained about that. Then that is the result or the corollary of being one and being absolute. So this mercy that we are talking about is loftier than these weak understandings that we have about how human beings have mercy on one another. And therefore, when you talk about the mercy of God, it's an active mercy. It's a mercy that is always there, always present. It's only how human beings interact with God that make them deserving of it or not. And so God is, and so He creates. God is, and so he is merciful. The very fact that he is, because all the beautiful attributes, all the goodness is with him, that mercy emanates from him in an absolute sense. And therefore, the moment there is an entity that can exist, the moment there is an entity that is recognizable, the mercy of God overwhelms it, like light, which is everywhere. For example, if you look at the sun, its light spreads everywhere around the earth, isn't it? Now, this light is everywhere. As long as there is an entity that is capable of receiving that light engulfs that entity. But of course, that entity has to have the capacity to take that light. And God's mercy is also like that. It is everywhere. It's only that people and entities need to have that capacity to receive that mercy. If they have the capacity, it engulfs them. They receive it, and there is nothing to stop that mercy from being received.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, in that sense, all the entities manifest God's mercy. Anything that exists itself is a result of the mercy of God. All of them reflect His mercy. In fact, all of them are His mercy, because every entity is an action of God in reality. So, we call this the general mercy of Allah. General mercy of Allah means what? Means all of the entities, whatever there is, the good people, even the bad people, even their actions, all of them would not exist if God's mercy would not encompass them. And this is the general mercy of Allah, which has led to the creation of the whole universe, whereby every entity gets its food, its sustenance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ, that my mercy, it encompasses everything. Now, all entities, just the way that they are in a state of begging, because they don't have anything of themselves, all of them, their arms are outstretched towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of them are open windows for His mercy to be, to manifest. All of these entities are like that. Yet there are some entities that can expand or contract that window of their existence to manifest more of His mercy or to manifest lesser of His mercy. You see, these are those entities that have been given that free will to manipulate their existence. Manipulate, of course, is a metaphoric term. It means that they can do something that their existence, that with their free will, they will allow that mercy to increase or to decrease for themselves. These are the human beings. These are those entities that have got free will, and with that free will, they can decide to take the path of God's mercy or another path which will lead them to their destruction. Inshallah, we will discuss about this issue of how these entities have the authority and the capacity to be able to increase their capacity of mercy, inshallah, in the coming session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد مرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه